1 year ago today, Burma's military rulers ordered troops into central Yangon to end a week of massive demonstrations led by Buddhist monks calling for an end to the reign of the junta. Armed police and barbed wire barricades were set up on the streets of the main city, with especially tight security near opposition leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's place of detention, as well as in front of City Hall, where a small bomb exploded yesterday, wounding 7 people. The director of the Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, told us the military regime has kept as tight a hold as ever throughout the past year.
Last year, we saw the biggest demonstrations in Burma since the democracy rising in 1988, which is a kind of real expression of the kind of anger, the frustration, desperation of Burma's people. But obviously, we also saw the response of the military regime in its brutal crackdown, where it arrested thousands of people, and many of those people still remain in prison. So I think at the moment, the regime is just maintaining its brutal crackdown. It's pushed through its sham constitution that will just entrench military rule rather than any genuine process. And we've seen the regime deny access to the UN as well. The last visit by the UN envoy, Ibrahim Gambari, the senior general, refused to meet him. And also, for the first time, we saw that actually Aung San Suu Kyi, Burma's democracy leader, also refused to meet him. So we also see that the UN envoy with Ibrahim Gambari has failed. He certainly doesn't have the respect of the Burmese regime. And now the democracy movement have lost confidence in his ability to be able to deliver change. So what we need to see now is actually this taken to a higher level at the UN. We know that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said that he will visit Burma in December. What we need to see is him really take that personal lead and actually start to set benchmarks and deadlines for progress in Burma.